This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. For the graduating class of a Dorchester high school, a day of triumph was also marked by grief and anger. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on last night's graduation at the Jeremiah Burke High School, where a student was shot and killed earlier this week.
The 121 members of the Burke High School class of 2016 stood in their blue caps and gowns in the center of the school's auditorium for the singing of the national anthem. For these students in this class, the path to this day was particularly steep.
The Burke class of 2016 is one of the greatest success stories in our city's recent history.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh had long planned to speak at the Burke's commencement this year. It was the JAP and MCAS student achievement scores of this class that paved the way for Burke to exit level 4 underperforming, the first and only high school in the state to shed the label of turnaround status.
This school is a beacon of light in our city and our country. And on graduation day, you are the brightest lights of all 121 of you sitting in front of me tonight.
But with celebration came sadness. Headmaster Linda McIntyre.
Let's take a moment in silence in honor of our brother, our friend, our son, our loved one, our student Raekwon.
17-year-old Raekwon Brown shot and killed Wednesday, a half block from school in the middle of the school day. Graduating senior Ty Owens was a friend.
It's affecting a lot of the kids deeply, and tonight's like, it's a bittersweet moment, and it's kind of like we're moving on to the future, but now there's a day that we're always going to remember, and it's not just this one.
Another friend, Kanaya Douglas Dew, says Raekwon Brown was a source of inspiration and encouragement.
He always told me, do you, you know, like go to college, live your life, you have dreams, and now I get to do it, but it's sad that he won't be able to walk across the stage, but he'll be here in spirit.
Police have not named any suspects in the shooting, which injured three other people, two of them Burke students. Boston Police Commissioner Bill Evans also attended last night's graduation. Evans says police are looking through video from cameras in the neighborhood around the shooting. He continued to seek the public's help.
It was out there in broad daylight. I'm sure some people seen some things. And, you know, me and the mayor met with the mother and father, and we assured them that we would get who was responsible for the death of their young child.
Raekwon Brown was the youngest of 9 children. Funeral arrangements have not yet been set. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.